Yeah.
I'm excited for that.
Me too. Can you intro, please?
Of course I can. Eat up, girl.
Welcome to the Divinely Human Podcast. I am Alicia.
And I'm Tanita.
This podcast is where deep dives and real life collide.
Where we open the sealed section from the cosmic to the chaotic.
Let's dive in.
Welcome back to the Divinely Human Podcast. We are here for another beautiful sit down, chit chat, and we are really looking forward to diving into all about the soul's adventure, but also all about our adventure just as a human being on earth. Whatever that means to you, take it and run with it, because it's one of those things that you sling out and it can mean so many different things to different people on like different levels. So I feel like whatever you were thinking about hearing those words just then, just, yeah, it's time to tune in and it's time to explore this. I'm excited.
Me too. How are you feeling? I'm feeling good. If you hear me sniffling and snuffling, it's because I've just eaten something spicy, which not a good idea before podcasting, but you can never talk to a hungry pregnant person without having some rage. So I'm doing this as a favor to all of you.
Eating is welcomed here.
I'm actually curious to kick this off. What does adventure mean to you? Because I know that for me, my perspective on, you know, the term adventure has definitely shifted the more that I enter my spirituality side of myself.
You know what's funny? As soon as you said that, the answer dropped in straight away. I don't know whether like where that came from, but it dropped straight through and it's freedom. I feel like for me to be able to surrender into adventure and to like be able to go with that, I have to feel like I have a sense of freedom in my life to some degree. I need that breathing room, you know?
Yeah. That's so fascinating. Yeah, I get what you mean about that. And I think for so much of my life, I've never caught that travel bug. Like, you know how a lot of people, a lot of my friends in high school, they were like, can't wait to go traveling. And I was always like, no, I'm okay. Like, I'm pretty cool and calm and collected here. But I've always been a very curious person when it comes to knowledge and expansion of the mind. And I think that, you know, the term adventure comes up and it means something different for everybody. But it's such an interesting topic to explore because we're all on an adventure, just being a divine human being on this earth, right? And it's really fascinating to see how that translates into every one of our lives.
Yeah, no, I feel you. And I feel like I saw that as well, like even growing up and, you know, attending school and things like that and having like a social circle, like you could tell what that meant even from such a young age to people, like what that actually meant to them by how they responded to those opportunities that were around them. So that's actually really interesting. I feel like I've always had that bug. I've just always been broke. I think, you know what though? I think it's different too. Like it's not even that. It's like I've just had to have different priorities in my life. Like, and obviously you're going to resonate with this as well, because we both have had our first children at the same age.
Yeah.
Like I just turned 21, you know, and that's like, I remember at that point where I had just given birth and I'm like logging onto social media or I'm like speaking to friends and they're like, oh, I've just gone, I'm going on like a 6 month abroad trip to go like work over in the UK, or I'm going to go live in France for a year, or I'm, you know, and it's, yeah, it's interesting. So I feel like for me, that adventure, I feel like that holds a lot of value for me in exploring new places and like connecting with new places. I think that's a really big thing for me, but I feel like I have not ever had the space to be able to prioritize that against all of the other things that I'm juggling as a mom. And I know that sounds a bit sad, really, doesn't it? But like I know the time will come, and I always say, like, if you, a lot of people who decide to do certain things at a young age, it kind of like the roles end up reversed and mirrored in a way. Once you're a bit older, I feel like that will happen.
Yeah.
You know, I think that will, yeah, kick off and that sort of thing. But I really do feel like, especially being like, obviously Virgo sun, Cap rising, there's this like choke. Always, there's always that wall for me that I feel like I have to push through.
Really?
Yeah, like I'm getting so much better at it. I find like since I've been actively working on it and obviously like delving into different practices, like being able to, you know, go into my Akashic records and see like what it is that's sort of like holding me back in terms of like releasing and being able to really like allow my soul to play and journey. So things like that have really helped, but I find just naturally before doing any kind of work or like working with that energy, my natural inclination is to be like, nope, like can't do that. I've got to figure out everything right here, right now. Like what's in front of me right now that needs to be figured out. Like that's the focus. That's what I've got to do, you know, and then think about like all the other logical things that I have to do on the list, you know. So it's been a really big journey for me in terms of allowing myself to prioritize the inner journey as well. And I feel like a lot of that also has played a big part in acknowledging that I'm worthy to do that as well.
Yes. Oh my God. I resonate so much with what you said, because maybe for me, it's not so much around like pushing through that wall, but I have noticed, especially since, and you'll get this, especially since meeting my Sagittarius partner, that I am fucking stubborn as shit. And like, you know, he'll be like, let's go out, let's do this. And I'm like, why? Like, why can't we just stay at home and like relax? God. And it feels like such a big, like I have to generate a lot of energy to do the things that he really likes to do, which is fine. But I really value that adventure of the mind and the spirit. That comes really easy to me. But when it comes to adventure in 3D human world, I'm like, ooh. Focus on the here and now, like what actually needs my energy right now. And I think this also comes into play if you're a sensitive person, right? And your priorities are different. We both have kids, so it's not like we can just say, oh, I'm going to take a weekend getaway and have, you know, all of these put like stops on everything that needs to happen in our lives. So it's funny because I really, really resonate with that. Yeah. But I think as I continue to like bring my kid along with me to different places, and she's a very fiery spirit and she likes adventuring, I'm feeling more and more safer. Like I feel more safe to do those sorts of things. Whereas before, I think trauma really has an impact on like how much you're willing to let the world in and let yourself, let your walls down when you're out in public as well. It's taken me a really long time to feel comfortable just in public.
That hits so deep. I feel that, and I feel like for me, when it comes to motherhood, that's played a huge role in where I've noticed that there are certain things that I have to do even though they may feel uncomfortable for me. So like I remember like with both of my kids when they were like a lot younger, just having to force myself to do things just to be in public, like because I'm like, why would I need to go out? Like I'm so happy just to sit here and read a book and like breastfeed my baby and just do what I need to do in this space. Like that for me is cup filling, and I don't want to go out to a water park and run around after
fuck the parks, honestly.
I don't want to go to the park. Like I'll go to the park by myself and like do a nature walk, but I don't want to go to like I don't want to go to like a play gym. I want to do it.
And when you go there, I don't know what it is, but people find other parents really approachable. And I find like if I'm by myself, people won't approach me. But if I'm at a playground with my kid, people will approach me. And I'm like, why? Like, why are you talking to me right now? Like, just let me be.
Yeah, I rarely have people come and speak to me because I think that they're probably like, who is this mum standing in the corner looking terrified? And I'm like, I'm in public. And do I look like a normal person? Like, I always have this thing in my head. You know what I did? This is such a tangent, but I have to share this. And I don't know, like, does this happen to you guys? I really want to know, Tanita, I need to know if this runs through your mind or am I just a fucking weirdo? But I have this thought at least once a day when I'm walking down the street, and it is like, are my arms moving normally like a normal person when they walk, or are they not moving like enough, or are they moving too much, or like, do I look like I'm trying to force the walk, or does the walk look like a natural walk? Like, people think that I'm just walking down the street thinking about like, oh, what a nice day, like, what am I doing today? No, I'm walking down the street with this worried look on my face, terrified that I'm not walking like a normal person. Like, is that normal?
I don't know if it's normal, but I totally get that. I tell it like, and I think you've really thrown yourself in the deep end here with moving to Sydney, because like, you were like out and about every fucking day, and I'm like, wow. Well, that's so funny. It's not so much about my limbs, it's about my face. I'm like always like, is my face like expressing that, like, well, like, do you know what I mean? Like, am I walking down the street and like, am I visibly angry on my face?
I get that too. Like, I don't want to walk down the street like with a looking like a psychopath. But then I also don't want to have like resting bitch face and look like. But then I'm like, what's neutral? Like, I don't have it. I don't have a neutral face. It's either like relaxed and bitchy or like in hysterics. Yeah. Like, I can't do a neutral face.
I feel like it's just, it's very hard to be a human in public these days.
And you know what I think it is too, is like, I really do feel like maybe it kind of could. It's hard sometimes. It's hard to have like skin in a body and like a face that has expressions and things like that.
Totally.
It's insane. But I feel like for some people it's just so easy, you know. And
well, yeah, I'm curious to hear if it is easy for other people. I feel like it'd be really interesting to do a survey on like non-spiritual people and spiritual people to see like whether they feel weird about being in their human body and like notice the mannerisms a lot more, because I agree with you. I think like doing lots of meditation and like, for me, journeying to the Akashic Records, for you it's like channeling light language and the Akashic Records and speaking with other like entities in this world, like it is so weird when you ground back down and you enter your body and you're like, oh, like, you can just feel yourself. And it's really, I think we're just so much more aware of it, but it would be interesting to see what other people have to say about it.
We need to have a spiritual census. Like, it's mailed out to everyone. They have to answer all like 50 random questions about their life.
Yes, please.
Like, I feel like we need that.
I need to know. Honestly. Oh my God. Being a human is so fucking weird. But I think the thing that I will always fall in love with is the fact that we do have access to so much.
Yeah,
I think
for
a lot of my younger life, I had this very limited view on life. And the older that I've grown and the more that I've tapped into my spiritual journey, lie head, and I really love tapping into that energy because it feels very, very expansive, and it feels like it makes me feel like, I don't know, like my existence could be so much more bigger and better than what it has been in the past, which I didn't enjoy and I don't want to go back to. Mm. Yeah, it's funny.
It's like the recognition of your ability to create in this world and what your potential is when it comes to being able to work with, like, not even any physical tools, but just using yourself as the tool, as the instrument to create this path forward. You know what? It's as much as, like, sometimes the future gives me a lot of anxiety, I feel the same. And I feel the same, especially like around this time of year as well, when I'm kind of doing my planning for the year ahead, 2024. I've been sitting down the last few weeks, just really honing in on, like, what I want that journey to look like. Like, what do I want 2024 to look like in, you know, from my lens? It's going to look very different from your lens and other people's lens looking in, but like, how do I want to be viewing my life and where do I want my life to be going? What do I want to be doing? Like, what's that journey going to look like? And that excites me. I love to think about that as well. Like, how am I going to create? Like, in what ways am I going to create and how, what that's, you know, going to feel like? I think that that kind of sparks me up just thinking about that, because it is that remembrance of how powerful we are as well and how capable, even though a lot of us right now are sitting around so fucking tired because it's been a big year. Said that every year, but it's been another big year. The world just keeps getting crazier, I swear. And there is that, and it kind of helps you, I feel. Like, it does keep that spark alive of, you know, realizing that you are in the driver's seat of your journey as well, and you get to, you know, design all of your own little adventures that you are wanting to go on. And that's exciting in itself, you know, looking at the year ahead.
Yeah, I love forecasting, like, especially after. Oh, God, like, I mean, you could never, and this is, I mean, linking back to our whole podcast episode on why the fortune teller is dead, but like, you can never foresee the future. You can definitely plant seeds and plant intentions and put yourself on a path of, you know, alignment in terms of what is meant for you and what's aligned for you. But I think it's fun to be able to look back and see, wow, like, look at how much we've overcome and look at the direction that's possible for us and follow those little curiosities along the way. I think that our most precious asset in this life is our mind, because it really does have so much control over our whole perception on this experience. And for me, it's like, when that curiosity is low within me, I'm not really enjoying life. And for me, that adventure part of me is low. And even though I have so much energy and focus on this life in terms of structure and routine and rituals, I think it's so important to keep things fresh and new and always be in that fool's journey perspective, because that's where you grow the most. And I'm not just talking about personal growth, but literally everything in life. I think
absolutely
it's so important to grow in every aspect.
Yeah, one thing for me specifically that I feel like I learn this lesson repeatedly all of the time, like every year I learn this lesson, and that is to be able to tap into that energy that you're talking about. And that frame of mind, for me personally, it will be different for everyone. But for me, what ignites that and what opens up that for me, like, the key to that is creativity and tapping into my creativity, whether that's physically getting creative, whether that's like sitting down and trying to use my mind to create something like that. But for me, it is very physical. Like, if I was to sit down and have, like, I don't know, like, sit down for an hour and paint or draw or create something or do digital art or something like that, like, after that and during that session, I will come up with the most incredible ideas, not even related to what I'm doing,
Really?
Like, it's insane. And I've had this conversation a few times the last few months with people who have resonated with that. They're like, yeah, like, what is with that? And I just think for some people, you need to be doing something that turns on that, you know, that right side of your brain, like that creativity center. It's not always lit up, right? Because we live in this society where it's such, like, you know, we have to be in our logical self pretty much all the time until we actually carve out time to be creative and play. But I feel like it turns off. And then for some people, that can also block their ability to then carve out, like, goals and, you know, plans. And I think for me, it's a huge problem, because I've been noticing, like, since I've moved to Sydney, I barely do any of my art anymore. Like, I used to be creating art every single week before I moved here. And I've also noticed that, like, my cognitive part of my brain has not been as great as it should be. Like, I laugh at this, but it's not funny, but it's so funny. But I'm like, am I actually getting, like, more stupid?
No, don't,
like,
say that.
My ability to focus, to sit down and, like, complete a task is just, it's so hard for me. And I think it is because I'm not using both hemispheres consistently. Yeah, I think it's a big thing for a lot of people.
I was going to say, I don't think it's just you. I think that you're right in terms of creativity has such a big influence on how our mind is balanced.
Yeah.
But I think that we're also entering a day and age where if you can't do your little creative outbursts in 2 minutes, 5 minutes, like, where are you going to fit into your day, right? Everything in our world now is about these small, digestible increments. And how are you really ever meant to tap into that creative flow when the pressure to, like, perform in such a short amount of time is so high?
Yeah.
I think you're, like, bang on the money there, because I notice for me, especially setting goals or, like, even future visioning or understanding what I want for myself, tapping into my desires, even just understanding what I want to eat for dinner. Like, if I am not in that creative feminine flow, it's so hard to receive.
Yeah.
And it's so hard to create from that feminine place, which is really what we're doing when we're expressing ourselves from this place. So it's funny.
It's hard.
But I see, for me, like, it's not necessarily about creating art. For me, it's writing. I really love writing. And
I feel like you've said this before to me. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think it's really important to adventure and
find
see,
your,
like,
thing.
Yeah, find your thing. Find your creative flow, because, God, it can unlock so much for you. Like,
it's a vehicle. It can take you places, I feel.
Yeah. Definitely. Maybe creativity is the car of adventure. It really does take you on that road. Oh, this has been such a beautiful chat. And we're so curious to hear how this landed for you. You know, especially, how do you feel being a human walking down the street? Do you actually think those thoughts? I mean, I really need to know. I'm going to message each one of you personally and ask you, because my mind is very curious.
Put me at rest, guys, please.
Put us at rest. Literally. But we will see you next week. If this episode resonated with you at all, if you think a friend might benefit from hearing about this, just send it to it. We would really appreciate it. We are such a small little team here. We would appreciate any support, which way possible, liking, sharing, leaving a review. Honestly, it all matters so, so much to us, and we really appreciate it. But we will see you next week. Bye, guys.
Bye.